From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging U.S. President Donald Trump to stick with the Iran nuclear accord, arguing there is no plan B. The French leader, who begins a state visit to Washington on Monday, will make his case for staying in the deal. Trump has vowed to withdraw from the Iran deal by May 12th unless U.S. and European negotiators agree to fix what the president calls its serious flaws.
Is this agreement perfect, and is JCPOA a perfect thing for our relationship with Iran? No. But for nuclear, what do you have as a better option? I don't see it.
Macron has argued against new tariffs also that Trump has threatened to impose starting May 1st, saying you don't make trade war with your allies. On Tuesday morning, Trump will formally welcome Macron during an elaborate ceremony on the White House South Lawn. The two will then meet in the Oval Office and hold a news conference. The visit continues with a glitzy White House state dinner Tuesday evening. Meanwhile, North Korea says it will never use or transfer nuclear weapons or technology unless there are threats against them. White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. and North Korea, though, have yet to come to an understanding on the meaning of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
I think there has to have a sit-down conversation to get to that point, but I think that from our perspective, it means full denuclearization, no longer having nuclear weapons that can be used in warfare against any of our allies.
President Trump says he's looking forward to his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News.